Hello, hello. This is Joe. It's been a while. It's been a while. Been taking a little bit of a hiatus. How you guys, fellows, ladies, doing out there? Well, what I do on this podcast, as I've been trying to do, is have certain topics to delve deep in. Deeper than just the surface, as I do believe there are hidden meanings or interpretations which we humans here are totally missing. So I present you guys with different topics, and I'll jump right into this today. So the present topic deals with the zodiac sign or zodiac. And from my understanding, at least, some of you out there may know a great deal more or a great deal less. But my understanding of the zodiac is that essentially, when a person is born, there is particularly a month, and along with this month has a specific set of constellation or a star that is associated with it. Now, I'm not going to try to dispel the whole zodiac deal, but I would like to add a dimension to it, as I saw that I had to add a dimension to tarot cards or energy cards because it was missing something. And I added a suit to my energy cards, and essentially, this suit that I added, I'll get back to that in a moment. The suit that I added to my energy cards, it makes the difference to know if someone taps you on the cheek, excuse my language, or someone knocks you the fuck out. There's different energy. And what I found with tarot or energy cards is it does not tell you the amount of energy in a situation. So I added that. One of my other podcasts, I go in deep detail about that, but I'll leave that like that. So, zodiacs. We are born in a month, and those months correspond with a star or a constellation. And not dispelling that, but I believe that we need to break the zodiacs down into what I believe is three categories. Isn't that interesting? Trinity, again, three categories. The three categories that we are familiar with, religious text-wise, is good, bad, and unbiased. The ability to choose good or bad. So it's three energies. Like that, the zodiac, I believe, also possess three different types. And the three types that I surmise that exist with the zodiacs, they will be under one of these three: fire, water, and what is the other? Balance, which kind of leaves Libra out to itself because it's just the scales. So all the other, I believe it's 12 zodiacs, 13 if you're thinking Ophiuchus, which I question, but nevertheless, the 12 zodiacs, 11, excuse me, minus Libra, the other 11 fall into one of the two categories, maybe even under Libra. They either fall up under fire or water. We exist in a duality. Up, down, right, wrong, good, bad, fire, water. So, what I've done is, what I'm going to try and do essentially, I have a pic here on my desktop with all of the 12 zodiacs. Save for Ophiuchus, which I'm gonna leave. I'm gonna hopefully try to dig into that. So the very first one is Aries. Aries is the ram. So to think about it, would Aries be fire or water? I think Aries would be fire. Just personally, you could disagree. I think it's going to be fire. Aries, the ram. The Taurus is next, which is bull. This is an easy one. Fire or water? Fire. Gemini, the twins, lovers. Fire or water? Now, this is interesting because you would expect between twins there will be passion, thus fire, but then water for the love, you know, that should exist. So, Gemini, I would liken to believe, and it's interesting because it's actually Gemini, Libra, Aquarius. Gemini, I believe, would fall up under the scales, which would be balance. Fire, water, and balance. Gemini would fall up under balance. Cancer, this is an easy one. It's the crab. Water, okay. Leo, the lion. Fire or water? Lion, it's fire. Okay, Virgo, the virgin. This is interesting. What do I get out of Virgo, the virgin? Virgin would not be fire. Well, for us guys to, you know, come into contact and, you know, all that type stuff with a virgin, probably so, but Virgo, virgin, I would believe would be water. And in the middle, we have Libra, which, as I stated, is balance. Off to its own. The only zodiac that is not an animal or something like that, whatever. Scorpius, scorpion. Okay, that's another easy one. Scorpion, water. Or it could be fire. Scorpion. I'm gonna back that up. I'm believe that's fire. Scorpio. Endings. Destruction. Scorpio. Fire. Sagittarius, the archer. Archer, could that be water or fire? Archer, you're actually using a device as it's depicted. That's fire. Capricorn, the goat, similar to the ram. That's fire. Aquarius, this is easy. Water bearer. Water. And the last one, Pisces, the fish is water. So what I've just given here is what I believe personally. Let me click this off. Are the categories of zodiac, which again, I've not seen, ran across, heard anyone try to do that. But as I stated, we're existing in a duality. So even though there are 12 zodiacs, hypothetically 13, Ophiuchus, we didn't mention Ophiuchus. Ophiuchus is a constellation of stars that the depiction is the snake bearer. And I think Ophiuchus would be fire. Just handling a snake would be dangerous. Heat, fire. Venom, poison, fire. So a fucus would be fire as well. So the 13 zodiacs, I stand corrected, have been classified as I just stated, with either being fire, water, or balance, which is Libra. And I believe I wanted to include in that Aquarius because Gemini, Libra, Aquarius. Gemini is also balance, but Aquarius is a water bearer. So that to me would say that classifying them as fire, water, or balance, that Gemini, Libra, Aquarius, air energy would really only be Gemini and Libra. That's just me, okay? So this was real quick, to the point, getting back into the swing of uploading things to delve deep into. I might try to attack this topic once again to go further in depth. But that right there, I believe, is just the foundation that I'm laying for something I may do in the future. Thanks for tuning in.